Okay.
This is Molly Hall from Coaching at Work, and I have with me Tim Dent, who is Head of Coaching at the organisation Euroclear. Over the last few years, Tim has designed and built the internal coaching capability at Euroclear, starting with just one coach and currently with a team of over 20 coaches who deliver a broad spectrum of coaching interventions. Tim, you'll be joining us at the Coaching at Work annual conference on the 4th of July in London and sharing the Euroclear coaching story, which we're really looking forward to. And given the theme for this year's conference is creativity and innovation, I'd love to hear what makes the Euroclear approach innovative and creative.
Thanks, Molly. Yes, I'm really looking forward to going to the conference and giving you some information about Euroclear. Quite excited, really. So I thought I'd share with you some of the thoughts that we've had along the way on our journey, which hasn't been smooth all the time, so happy to talk about kind of lessons learned and that kind of thing. But I think my overriding message, and it fits in with the innovation and creativity, is a couple of things, really. The first one is that don't assume that people know about coaching and they know what it can be used for and they know what it does. In the main, people have heard of coaching, but generally when you talk to them about what it can do for them, the teams or individuals, then they kind of a bit of a light bulb moment comes on. So that's my first message, is don't assume that they know how it can be applied in the business. The second one is around that coaching shouldn't operate as an island. And in my journey as a coach, I've come across some professionals who treat coaching as more of a kind of a purist type of thing. I'm not quite sure what a thing is, but and that one size fits all, and then this is coaching and that's it. If you don't like it, then that's too bad. But so a message would be that coaching isn't an island, and therefore you have to be innovative and creative to make yourself relevant for the business. And thirdly, I would say that someone once said to me is that go out and make your own weather. In other words, just go out there and just get things done. Some things it won't work, some things work really well, and you'll get incredible buzz from talking to people and ideas, and you can change the way you do things. And you'd be surprised about how many people sort of come out of the woodwork, either as supporters of coaching or maybe as coaches themselves, and then want to join your merry band, either as a full-time or as a part-time coach. So those are kind of the headline messages I want to discuss.
Great, that's interesting. And how have things evolved over the years at Euroclear?
So indeed, as you said, we started out as one coach, and that was really from a change program where we wanted to listen to what the people wanted. And one of the things that they wanted was coaching. So we've learned from previous lessons. I mean, most organizations launch some things with kind of grandiose messages from the CEO. But we started in quite a different way. We started in a very small way, organically, seeing whether there was real interest from the shop floor. And that was the first thing that we did. We made coaching available to anyone in the organization. Typically, we found that coaching in the main had been the preserve of the middle or certainly the senior management. But we wanted to actually get coaching out for anybody who wanted to be coached. The second thing that we found was that some managers, once they had heard about coaching, wanted to know how they could actually coach their team members. So we started out with two things. We started out with individual coaching, using the GROW model from Miles Downey and the Pioneers of Coaching. And we had a lot of interests from that, and we were kind of overwhelmed with demand. And as we got known, people started to approach me and say, "Oh, I'm a qualified coach. Can I join the team?" Well, because we started in an organic way, we didn't want to create a huge cost center. Let's face it, coaching is a cost, and there aren't advocates everywhere in the organization. So we created a virtual team. So I was sponsored by the Change Program, And now we've actually evolved into having a number of coaches across the organisation sponsored by their different divisions. So it does a couple of things. First of all, it enables the cost to be spread across the various parts of the business. And secondly, and something that we found that's very important, is that enables our coaches, who we call Job Plus coaches, so people who coach 1 or 2 days a month, it enables our Job Plus coaches to really listen to the rhythm and the heartbeat of the organisation, so we can actually try to keep ourselves relevant to the business.
Mm-hmm. And how can and how do you make the coaching offering relevant to the business?
Well, we do a lot of networking. We listen to what's going on in the business. We partner with people like HR, because our coaching operation is actually not run in HR. We try to say we listen to what's going on the business, and we offer different things. So we offer, in addition to our individual coaching, we got approached to do some team coaching. We didn't know how to do it, so we became trained in team coaching. So we did that. We offer different ad hoc sessions for any member of staff, but predominantly aimed at management who want to know about how to handle difficult conversations with staff, how to do things like active listening, or what does transactional analysis mean. So we try to raise awareness where it generates in itself some interest. And then we saw a niche for getting involved in some insights discovery. So it's where we use the insights discovery colours to do team coaching. And also we use that for coaching individuals. And so we kind of play with a few ideas. We do a few pilots. If they work, great. If they don't work, we either scrap them or we change them in some way. And in that way, we've kind of developed quite a different portfolio of service. So gone from individual and team coaching to doing all sorts of things now. And that's how we try to make ourselves relevant to the business.
That's wonderful, Tim. Thank you. We're really looking forward to your session at the conference, and we'll hear everything else you have to say there.
Great. Well, it's been a great talking to you, and see you at the conference.
Thank you.